You're like, are you good, bro? You just sort of, your head is down, and I sort of can't see your face is off.
I guess I don't fucking know, man.
Welcome to Oops All Segments, the very best podcast hitting your eardrums at this very moment. I am Kevin.
I'm Thomas, and today we're here with no special guests.
What?
For despite all we have done for the podcasting, the comedy community around the world, once again, the boys are forsaken.
The boys are whack in town.
That's how us. We're thought of in town as
in
whack.
Town, we be whack. We the be boy, whacking.
Yeah.
You know, it's a special episode where it's just us. The last time this happened was maybe episode 50, although I was just thinking, and we probably did the If I Were You episode after that.
True.
And so we've done a couple of solo apps, so you're getting the pure,
yeah,
unfiltered, uncut,
yeah,
cocaina of segmentia that's in right. Your brains. So
I feel like...
Yeah, what's cracking?
Normally... When we do have guests,
yeah,
people are like, oh, you guys like interrupt them a lot. Like, yeah, you don't really leave much, yeah, space for them to talk.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have one where that won't be an issue because...
Yeah, we don't have to make space for anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. It's just us, bitches.
It's just us.
Thomas.
Yeah,
I need to tell you about a little video game that I played last night. I know you're a video game friend, so I last night I went and reconnected with a friend of mine from high school, Nick Cassaro, who I haven't seen in like 5 years, I think four,
yeah,
or 5 years. And Nick and I were thick as thieves,
yeah,
in high school.
Thick Corsaro, you used to
thick,
call him.
Thick Corsaro. And he's also really skinny, so that's pretty funny. Yeah, I went out to see Nick. He lives out of the city, and we hung out we partook of some fun grass, and we played a video game called The Quarry. Have you heard of The Quarry?
I have heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's one of those. There's another game like it. I can't remember what it's called. It's like Live by Daylight or something,
yes,
like that. But it's sort of like you play through a movie,
Dead by
sort
Daylight.
Of Dead by Daylight. You sort of play through sort of essentially a horror movie, and you pass the controller around.
Oh,
sort
no, of, no, I'm thinking of. We played Man of Medan.
Yes, and so I was going with this was, yeah, that this game had its issues. It had its flaws, but it was mostly solid. The animation is all over the place. It's weird. The faces are really well animated, but everything else is really poorly animated. But it reminded me of Dan of Medan, or Man of Medan. What was it
Man
called?
Man of Medan.
Man of Medan. And what a truly horrific game that was to have,
yeah,
to sit through and watch. So anyway, that it's not an incredible update. It's not crazy. It's not
Was there any particularly funny moments that you encountered in the game? Any twists or deaths?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I got to play it. But also, Nick and I haven't seen each other in 5 years.
Yeah.
So, like, it was fun to play, and I'm not mad that we did it. But at the same time, we were just catching up the whole time while,
yeah,
playing it, and it's like a horror game. So, like, but there's this sort of because the it's a like they sort of these teenagers horror tropes. They're all camp counselors at the end of camp or whatever. And one of the female characters, her name is Emma in the show or in the game. She's like your stereotypical sort of like popular, hot, valley girl type. I'm high status, and,
yeah,
she's like she sort of has this summer fling with this other character, and she's so like she's so manipulative, and like he's a douchebag, but she's so brutally like,
yeah,
she just like kisses a guy across. She's like, they're playing truth or dare, and then they're like, someone dares her to kiss either like the guy who she's been having the summer fling with or this other guy, and she's like, I'm going to kiss the other guy. Oh. And then she like sits in his lap, kisses him. And then the guy like literally gets so mad, he almost fights the other guy, runs off crying. she goes and like apologizes to him, sort of like says hello. And he's like literally like tears, so mad, so upset, so insecure. And she won't stop giving him the gears. Like, you don't get to choose those. She just like constantly is talking about his tongue down her throat and stuff. And it's like, you are an evil person. So the people we were playing with, Jackie, Nick's wife and their friend, their neighbor that lives nearby, they all designed as quickly as possible to kill this character, which did work. Nice. They died. I won't explain much of the details because I wouldn't want to spoil.
Get rid of Emma.
Yeah, but RIP to Emma from The Quarry, as it were. The Quarry. So yeah, that's what's new with me. I think I might know, but what's new with you?
Well, yeah, when it comes out, I will just have returned from Iceland.
Whoa.
I have had a big trip. I've seen some incredible hot springs and maybe the Northern Lights. We'll see.
Do you think that it's possible that now you sort of have, and forgive me for saying this, but maybe it's possible that your phallus, your penis, as it were, is perhaps glowing with a sort of Indian light?
Mm. First of all, I do forgive you.
What I mean by that is that a phrase, an Indian phrase for light, and I'm not specifically sure which language native to India that is Noor. And Noor. So I was wondering if you might have a Noor dick now. You might be feeling Noor dick.
Gee whiz. And it's not often that I feel tongue-tied, is it? But I just don't really know how to respond to this one. Okay. It's not for lack of trying. I would love to riff about this.
I don't know. I mean, we can also just move on.
No, it's good. Let's stick with it till we find something.
And I'm just getting the thing is I'm getting a little insecure about the joke too because the Noor thing
it
is
honestly
also
just landed for me the pun I'm making. I was so confused.
You have to be kidding me.
No, and I just figured it out. He was saying Nordic, folks. I thought he was trying to do like a Noor as in no dick, and I sort of took it in a different direction.
Now
that I get it, ha ha ha. What I will say is whenever I say Iceland, people are like, watch out for the volcanoes.
Yeah.
I did come up with this little thought, which I thought was quite amusing. Iceland is the one place where you can't pronounce me dead because the names of the towns are so freaking crazy. You can't pronounce them. So if I throw myself into a magma pile, you're not going to be able to pronounce me dead, are you?
Thomas, the you said you came up with this little ditty. That was the longest ditty I'd ever heard.
Little foray that was, into Comedyville. And now we will toot along to our warm-up segment, my friends.
Yeah. We got a big fresh wheel. We filled the wheel up.
It's episode 75.
We've been doing this for longer than you kids out there. Some of you have been alive.
Some of our listeners are one.
Yeah. Some of our listeners are 1 year old. And we've been doing this longer than that. Also, I love the little light refraction I've got going off here. That makes me look very like, beautiful. Bing! Yeah,
wow.
It's very cool.
It's almost like a Noor dick in that way.
Oh, it's in my mouth!
Wait. Woo! Okay. We didn't need to spin because I have prepared.
Oh, you've prepared a segment.
An Iceland themed segment to start
us
off.
Oh, fun. Okay, so, what are we doing?
Kevin, this is a quiz. You're going to visit Iceland for a day.
I've wanted to go.
And we'll tell you what your deepest, darkest secret is.
Okay.
Bring some winter clothes. You might get chilly.
Okay. All right.
So actually, we can take this quiz with friends in real time and compare our results.
Oh, shit. Are we going to do this together?
A quiz party.
I'd like to have a quiz party.
Let's have a little quiz party.
Quiz on my face right now.
I'm going to copy the invite link to you.
Are you ignoring what I said or did you not hear it?
What did you say?
Quiz on my face right now.
Yeah, I... And we're back. Once again, my tongue is in a Windsor knot trying to respond to your quizzing.
All right, all right.
Okay, so we're all here. Okay. Let's start. Should I share screen, I guess?
I guess so. Yeah, sure. Share the screen.
Share the screen so you can follow along with our little our BuzzFeed quiz party, and we're all going to enjoy it together. And let's start the party. Evan, you can probably look on your own screen.
Yeah, I'm going to watch my screen, so I can't see the video right now.
And we can share reactions during the party. So first question, when are you waking up?
Okay.
You got to keep in mind the time
difference. And the options here for the is there a timer?
No, I mean the time difference in Iceland versus...
So the options here for the people listening at home who are too scared to see our beautiful faces on the video. The question is, when are you waking up? The options we have are 6 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., or past noon for sure.
So it's 5 hours ahead.
So do you think
I'm going to be a 6 a.m., maybe even earlier, but I'm going to try to sleep till 6 a.m.
Okay.
That I can get a start on my day and feel a little normal and beat
in your like regular life on an average like Tuesday. When are you waking up?
6, 7 p.m.
What? P.m.? In the evening?
Severe iron deficiency, and
you're not doing anything to combat that or supplement.
You're a Nordic. I'm anemic. So, I'm not gonna eat iron, Kevin. I'm not a robot.
Iron's like a mineral that's in lots of food, though. Last episode you said that no food is bad.
Kevin goes to a construction site. He's rubbing his belly. I'm not
eating a steel girder, right? I'm not going
to
have a support beam.
He's hoping that the foreman turns his back.
No, I'm not.
He can have a little lick of the future Bitcoin arena.
You think I'm going to... You think I'm eating construction sites? You
think
I'm sort of nibbling on...
You're hungry for rebar. And he's having I offered him a rhubarb pie. He said, rhubarb pie is my preference.
Yeah, a rhubarb pie, please.
Yeah,
you think that's
actually,
what I want?
Yeah.
Pick your fucking time. Fucking time. Get off my fucking ass.
No, I have more insults for you. Hang on.
More shit you can hurl at me about my diet. You don't
I'm
have
the main
it.
Character. You're just my alloy.
Oh, that wasn't even that good.
It
Jesus
took
Christ.
A while, though.
You should have said foil. You should have said foil.
Foil would have been perfect.
I'm picking 8 a.m. because it's close to when I get
up normally.
I'm a 6
boy. Let's move on.
All right,
I'm gonna send
moving
some
on.
Reactions. I'm a little nonplussed.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that.
Cool. That's fun. Here, what happens when I say here? I'm going to send you one of these.
What are you having for breakfast? These are insane options.
Waffles,
just coffee, eggs and toast, or a sandwich to go.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, the only one of these, there are two that are breakfast. I mean,
yeah.
I think
waffles and eggs and some toast are breakfast.
I think, is an Icelandic waffle a thing?
I mean, I probably is. Because I can imagine, there's all kinds of weird waffles. There's, what do they call, what's a stroop waffle again? That's, Dutch, right?
Yeah. Waffle. That's, those are, those little skinny, crispy ones.
Those are great.
Ones.
I love
those
a little stroop.
Little
I love a little stroop, actually.
So I did look up Icelandic waffles. They sort of look like the...
Stroop, there it is! Stroop, there it is! That's something?
Stroop the whoop. You remember that meme
from back
in the day?
Boop. Yeah.
Stroop! And a waffle's coming out. That's so good. But I think, unlike the cursed, and my brother put me on this, the cursed Belgian waffle.
Don't fuck with a Belgian,
which is too high up. The crevices are
I
too
think that's
deep.
Probably the most popular type of waffle,
you get
right?
it everywhere. It's the easiest to
Next
make.
Next to the
I
Eggo
like,
Norwegian.
I like a flat Norwegian waffle.
Yeah.
It's like Iceland's that way, too. I am going to go with the waffles for myself.
Sounds good. You're going to go with the waffles. You know, I do fuck around with a good waffle. But you know,
don't
I'm
be shy if you have the same answer as me. I'm
traveling. Like I'm tempted by all of these options. To be honest with you, like on like a, you said, I'm there for a day, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do eggs and some toast because that's like the closest to like a decent, like I'm probably going to try a cool restaurant or something would be my vibe if I'm there for a day, you know? So I'm picking eggs and some toast.
Eggs and some toast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you going first? And we've got the Blue Lagoon here. We've got Black Sand Beach. Mm-hmm. We've got horse riding and we've got to see the waterfalls. Now, Thomas, you're going there. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, unfortunately,
do you have designs on any of these places or experiences?
The Blue Lagoon is currently closed due to volcanic activity.
Okay.
So it was on the list, though I've heard there are other great lagoons elsewhere in Iceland. That's the most expensive because it's like in the capital.
Right.
So
right.
I'm gonna skip the Blue Lagoon, though I feel like it is the kind of thing to do. But the first thing that's tough. I feel that. Because we are going to a spa on our first day that's kind of lagoon-esque, like a hot spring.
Okay,
and
sure.
And so maybe the most accurate is the lagoon, but I don't know. I kind of like the idea of checking out that beach.
Okay. Really, are you a beach guy? Do you like the beach? We've been friends for a really long time. I think we've maybe been to the beach together
once. We went
to
the beach once, and I remember I annoyed everyone by saying... The frisbee you've brought is not regulation size. I will go to the car and get my accurate frisbee so we can enjoy our beach time more.
That was something that annoyed everyone?
All seemed pissed by this.
Okay. I don't even recall this at all.
Frisbee phase. So I was like, let me get my regulation disc.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm getting annoyed as you're doing it now.
It sucks that I did that. I'm picking the black sand beach. Yeah. Because I was the black sheep on the beach that day.
Oh, okay. You were. And I just, I think like sometimes I think about sort of taking a big career shift, going to a life of crime and sort of becoming like a mob boss.
Okay.
And then I think about like, you know, what if I was sort of a little bit more fluid in my sexuality? What if there was sort of an underling that I had that I maybe wanted to fellate? And then I went Blue Magoon.
Blue Magoon. So.
Yeah.
The old right hand man.
I'm gonna pick horse riding. So.
Okay. Good. Yeah. And,
okay.
Your goon's name is horse.
We do have passionate love. Okay, where are you heading in the afternoon? So is Tua Museum on yours just a black square?
It's a broken image link. It looks a little like the Black Sand Beach. you can see the Aurora Borealis, Tua Museum to explore Reykjavik, or to a spa. Now,
so I think I know what you're going
to
pick.
Well, accurately, I am going to a spa, and I will be exploring Reykjavik on my
But you
first
have deep
day.
Desires.
But my desire is to see the Aurora Borealis. If it's there... That's where I'm going. Although this mysterious museum does tempt me.
Sort of, there's the dancing lights in the sky or there's the absence of all things light, is what the museum seems to.
We know what the Aurora Borealis is. The museum could contain anything.
Yeah, I mean, a broken image contains multitudes. You know, they say a picture speaks 1,000 words. A broken picture speaks 1,000,000,000 words.
I will go with the Northern Lights. Kevin says he sees them all the time in Winnipeg, which pisses me off.
Well, I sort of walk outside under the influence of acid, hallucinogenics, different kinds of hard narcotics, and then I sort of stare into headlights for a long period of time, sort of in the middle of the road, sort of just waiting for a meaning to come to me. I probably, realistically, I mean, first off, it's the afternoon. Now, I don't know anything about the weather in Iceland, but I'm feeling like it's a stupid time to try and see the Aurora Borealis, so I think you're an idiot and a moron and a dumbass for picking
what
that one.
The fuck you led me there?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't have done that if I were you, little dummy boy. So I'm exploring Reykjavik. You know, there's probably some good little restaurants that aren't going to be open a little later, so I want to see...
Your bank account will not be thanking you for the overpriced shit in the capital.
Oh, yeah? I want to check out the Dick Museum. Is that in Reykjavik? There's a Dick Museum there. Are you guys going to go to the Dick Museum?
That's got to be why the image is broken. They couldn't show it. It's a little not safe for work.
Have you heard of the Penis Museum? That's like a thing.
I've actually curated it for
years. Oh, yeah? One of my ex-girlfriends like went to the Penis Museum.
Well, yeah, because she blew the dust off that old schlong in your pants.
Don't call it a dusty old schlong, right? Said,
And much like a painting, it hangs crooked, doesn't it?
What's crooked? Yeah, don't.
So
okay.
Yeah. Finally, what's for dinner?
Yeah.
We could have a nice fish and chips, some seafood, which is also fish and chips.
Fish and chips, some salmon, which is another kind of fish.
And seafood, or we could have steak.
Yeah, I'm surprised the third option or fourth option isn't surf and turf and like steak with shrimp or seafood. Like, yeah. Are you a big seafood guy?
I do love seafood. Kim, who's going with me, adores seafood.
So really?
She's going to be in hog heaven, or should
well,
I say
actually, she'll be in
cod like, heaven. Yes,
cod heaven. That was pretty good. You did. I didn't have one. I was going to say shrimp heaven. So
fish and chips feels like something I certainly will have.
At some
point, because it's you know, it's nice to have the fresh caught fish.
Yeah, but, you like a good fish and chips. Do you guys have good fish and chips in Chicago? Because you guys have water.
We do. I mean, yeah, but we're not. There's some good ones. I haven't really sought it out that much.
Manitoba needs an uptick on the fish and chip game, in my humble opinion, or at least Winnipeg. I won't speak for restaurants outside of the city, but you know, I know there's some good offerings here, but like you know, I've had it in England, and it's
pretty good. But
Fergie's goes hard. I'll say that Fergie's goes hard.
But I think I'm gonna go with this is my one day in Iceland.
I'm
gonna go big. I don't know what it means, so it includes everything: lobster, scallops, mussels. Let's do seafood for me.
Okay, you're gonna do the seafood. You know, I like I'm the kind of guy who like if I was out for dinner with you guys and like people got mussels or whatever, like I would have one or two. I would be a part of it, but I don't like committing myself to a plate of seafood most of the time. I like a good coconut shrimp or whatever, but that doesn't really count. That's always like the teriyaki chicken roll of sushi, you know? and so I actually think I'm going to give – I like a steak every now and then, and I like fish and chips, but I feel like I can get that. I think I would be curious to see like what sort of a nice Icelandic salmon dish might be. So I think I'm going to do the salmon. I think I'm going to salmon it up. And salmon like Rushdie. bitches can't crush me.
Yeah,
everybody here trying to find out my trusty. Done with quiz. It says nice job. Now please wait. Oh, big explosion of happiness here.
Secrets.
Okay.
Wow. Kind of.
Oh, what the fuck?
So
yeah.
My result is you hate spending time with people.
Yeah.
You're really introverted and aren't the biggest fan of social interaction. You prefer having your own space and just, well, doing you. And there's a picture of April from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza. Yeah, back to the Parks and Rec references from last week. And for me, I got you actually care a lot about what people think. No matter what people say, you're an amazing person and you should always be yourself no matter what. So mine is just like reassuring me.
It's like you seem super insecure.
Right.
And mine is just that I don't like anyone.
I would say that it's actually possible that someone could share both of these traits, that you could hate spending time with people because you care so much about what they think. Like, you know, I could
it's
see that
to
being
have
possible
one without the other. And I also think it describes the impact that 75 episodes of the podcast has had on me.
I care. I keep
my elusive
eternal gratification. Yeah.
And I just don't enjoy it.
You sort of hate spending time with me, with our guests, you know? Yeah. Cause you did send a message to our guest schedules for today and told them that they should
beat it, to skip town. I said, if you know what's good for you, you'll forget the words StreamYard. I also specified which tools belong to me. And let's just finish before we look. My laundry's about to be done, and then we're going to take a break.
Your laundry at the laundromat is about to be finished.
Before we do, let's take a look at some of the images from the Penis Museum in Iceland.
Yeah, what's the museum called?
It's called the Icelandic Phallological Museum.
Okay.
And
I wonder if this will get censored on YouTube if we'll get pinged on this.
They're pretty weird. You know, these look like These look like Dong Jabbar from Dune, like if the sandworm was
Dong Jabbar.
Yeah, Dong Jabbar. Yeah. And they are just some of the longest, or in my case, normal sized penises I've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Pornhub sound.
Yes.
This is a fun case, the penis scape, and it's just a lot of dicks.
Honestly,
it's all the penises from the handball team, I believe. They all got casts of their penises, perhaps.
Those fucking... Okay, hold on. That handball team is fucking hung. Like,
yeah,
that's
nice.
Those dicks are
Bellas,
big.
Nice.
There's not a small one there.
Is this like a whale penis or a rhino?
There is. I mean, they do have like animal dicks there, yeah. Yeah, as we're looking at these, I'm starting to realize why it didn't work out between me and my ex, who sort of saw. And I know Kara.
Well, here
Kara
is
planning on going. Oh shit! There she is.
In this
sort of
picture. She's sort of looking at a big log like dong off. The
yeah, wall. And sort of. She sort of hates. She sort of hated. She famously was sort of call me, you know, incompetent, inadequate, sort of in. It, like I could never hold a candle to some of the castings she'd seen, and I thought that she was talking about my acting ability, but now I realize that she meant she meant sort of my phallus, as it were.
Yeah. With that, we'll see you in a few seconds.
Okay. All right.
Look at this guy. Very happy with his little penis.
Mike.
And I'm Josiah.
And we're the co-hosts of a weekly podcast called How Star Wars Is It?
On our show, we rate and review things on a scale of 1 to 10, but not of how good or bad they are, but of how Star Wars they are.
We've covered lots of movies, from The Matrix to Guardians of the Galaxy to all the Star Wars films, but we've also reviewed things like pumpkin spice lattes, Halloween, moving, burgers...
We've got over 150 episodes, and you don't have to listen to them all. You can just find the ones that look interesting and listen to those. There's no plot, there's no continuity. You don't have to worry about that. Okay? So if that sounds fun to you, tune in to How Star Wars Is It every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
How Star Wars Is It?
How Star Wars Is It?
We love you,
and may the Fourth be with you.
Here's a rap lyric that we once wrote.
Yeah.
We'll finish with the lunch bags, short and free, like having sex with Gary Coleman after the autopsy.
Oh my God. And we're back.
I was just looking through our old emails to see stuff. And,
holy shit. You've come a long way.
I also sent you a graphic that I designed for you once. I don't know why I did.
I don't recall this.
I sent
either,
it to you. Yeah, but it's from an email from like 2000 and like the early 2010s.
Let's see if I can share it here.
Yeah, it's sort of a
guest of the pod. Guy Madden. Oh no, it can't. It won't let me share it. Well, I'll just read it to you.
Yeah, it doesn't really, yeah.
Kind of Elizabethan font.
Some script, yeah.
Has Zach Galifianakis ever propositioned you for sex based on The Diary of Anne Frank, directed by Guy Madden?
So
kind of tasteless and historically confusing. Yeah, so I don't know. If you've been listening and thinking, like, these guys are pretty... I don't know, bad at choosing what to say, what to do. Like
pretty bad at choosing what to say.
Like, think of where we were.
Yeah, it could be so much worse. You guys could be getting other things that I won't show you, like Rip Your Dick Off by George Toles is another graphic I designed.
Poster that Kevin designed. Perhaps we should spin the dang wheel.
Let's get it going. Let's get it fucking going, baby. I'm gonna do this one standing, all right?
Open up.
Okay.
Tell a personal story.
Yeah. All right. Let's tell a personal story.
This angle is.
Yeah.
Making me feel so far away from you emotionally.
I just feel like, here, is this better? Oh, shit.
It's much worse.
Yeah. Hold on.
Kevin's just... sort of looming over the frame, yeah, like a villain in a Dutch angle.
Yeah. So.
Okay, here we go.
What was the prompt? Just a personal story?
Tell a personal story. It's pretty vague. Did you write this one? What did you have in mind? Personal.
What was the name of the segment?
Called Open Up.
Open Up. I mean, I must have written it, but I probably didn't have anything specific in mind. Let's think back to like a genuinely powerful emotional moment between the two of us, maybe. And maybe they'll be different for one or the other. Here's a nice story. This is so hard to stay. I'm literally down below
and it's really hurting my neck.
And also,
and it doesn't look any different at all.
Because of the green screen situation you have,
Messy the room is.
It looks like we're doing some weird sketch where like I knocked you down or something. And I'll help you up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, and I'm back.
Yeah, and I'll sit down.
Look how fucking messy. Jesus.
Oh,
Christ.
My God. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thank God. Put yourself back at home. when you think about like a personal story that involves us, like what's a shared memory that you think of between the two of us? I have one, but I can start if you want.
Yeah, why
think.
Don't you start and I'll think about it.
This is just a nice little story. So this will be one for the genuine folks out there. You were living in Chicago and I came out to visit you. My friend drove me and dropped me off there, and I had just come off of a truly, truly heartbreaking situation. Mm-hmm. I was really fucked up out of a breakup, very sad, and it was very good to like connect, and we just got to spend time over that weekend like hanging out and stuff, but we went to go see a play together.
This was the best.
Yeah, it was like, you know, Thomas and I, for the listeners who aren't like people in our personal lives that don't know, like a lot of the stuff that we still do it a little bit, but a lot of the stuff we did a lot in our youth was produce theater together. We would direct shows or act in shows, but we would always like produce the show. So like, you know, finding the venue, getting all the designers on board and doing all of the hard work of building all the stuff and putting it all together. So. We saw one of the shows that we thought about doing, like we've done at least one Kenneth Lonergan show in our life, but there was a play by Kenneth Lonergan called This Is Our Youth being produced out in a suburban sort of university theater in Chicago or something. And we sort of on a whim decided to go check it out. I had just gotten out of the shower. You video called Kim. First time I'd ever spoken to Kim, and I had no clothes on. So that was cool. Then we went to go see this show. And it was the production was beautiful. It was something like out of, it felt like it was like plucked out of our like early 20s and sort of put in front of us.
Because it was young actors and they had produced it themselves on like a low budget-ish.
Right.
And
right.
like it wasn't perfect, but it was really good. And
really
one of the actors in particular was really great. And they just like pulled it off. It was like this very ambitious show
the production design was kind of unique. Yeah. They used like cardboard doors on like the fridge and stuff, but then they opened it and there was like a real fridge. It was like pretty cool. And like, the play itself is very moving, and it's like about issues with parents and about like, you know, being a young person. And I was feeling some types of ways about lots of things and finding my identity. And I remember just standing on a train platform after you, and I had like a full blown, like emotional breakdown, like big, like awake. I felt it was like a release. I was I was like, oh, and I just felt so like, and it was just one of those moments where like art actually like just like art and like all of the other things about that experience, but like just found its way like right into my heart and just like poked at it. And it was very moving. So
it was a really genuinely beautiful moment. And I remember like I was a bit worried about you because you had been struggling a lot, and it was sad, and this was like you letting out some of that sadness, but also I remember you feeling like there was a sense of like, and I want to figure out how to keep going because
this game.
I want to do stuff like this, or like, because stuff like this exists, it's like a lot of the meaning that you and I have found in our lives. So it was great. Yeah,
exactly. It was beautiful. It was a very like, it was for me, it was like sort of showing me, kind of resetting my priorities a little bit after, you know, after a rough time. So yeah, that's a nice, genuine, sincere story about a time in our friendship, a personal story, as the prompt had asked for, asked us to open up. I consider myself spread eagle.
I mean, I don't know if I have a specific story, but it just makes me think of like how we started becoming friends. Because it was similar. It was like I was getting over a breakup and we spent like night after night at the Salisbury House in Winnipeg, like which was open 24 hours at the time. And we were doing a show to get my first kind of main stage at the university with Kevin. And I don't know. It was like I had this big void in my heart and my life because I had just gone through this terrible relationship and it had ended and I didn't know what was next. And so it was similar. It just felt like both in collaborating with Kevin and like our friendship and getting to know each other that this was just this very important like healing social thing. And one of your strengths, Kevin, is you're such a good like conversationalist. Like you bring people out of wherever they are and ask them about stuff, and you have a lot of insight and you're a great listener, but you also like are very, I don't know, active in conversation. So it was just, it was like this weird escape that I needed to fill up that hole, and it helped us become as close as we are.
Are you like, are you good, bro? You just sort of, your head is down and I sort of can't see your face is off.
I guess I don't fucking know, man.
It's just like, because, I mean, if you're actually upset, it'll make it feel weird, right? Because, oh, man. Sorry, that just really made me laugh is all.
Yeah. And sometimes, I guess. That's all there is.
I was sort of gonna say at the beginning of the show that like maybe, you know how people always talk about on podcasts that they listen to that there's always like one episode where the hosts like actually have an argument. Like, you know, I was sort of thinking I was gonna, as a joke,
this could
sort of be like
the one.
But I forgot to get that out at the beginning, and now I kind
of
feel like I should.
To argue, you need like some investment. You know, like some fight left in you.
So you kind of just, you feel like sort of checked out is maybe.
It's a numbness, I think. It's been a long time coming, but.
It's just hard because, you know, we've been doing this for a while and.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, and you know, we said that, you said that like.
I've never liked said that sound effect. Just weight is so loud.
It
hurts to hear, and it's Thomas the Tank Engine, which feels pointed.
I mean, it is like it was. It's sort of a like, but it's a joke because it's like too much.
I know, and haha, and
yeah,
the show is a comedy ultimately, but I don't know.
Okay,
trying to kind of show up in a different way,
right? And I don't want it to take away from like you were saying some really nice
this
stuff about me and
about cleaning laundry.
What? Cleaning laundry? And because you had to go
partly that I went
or like
to,
airing out dirty laundry,
yeah, and sort of saying like I'm gonna put in the fabric softener, we're gonna smooth this all over, when it comes out all the wrinkles will be gone and we're gonna start over.
Does that, sorry, what is, because that kind of sounds like things are going to like change after this episode and that like I'm not going to be a part of it or something. It's like the weird implication you're.
No, I was hoping that we could, well, that the old you wouldn't be a part of it.
The old, but, you want me to kind of go through a transformation next like 20 odd minutes?
I thought that you had grown.
Oh,
And
in terms of the podcast though, and in terms of development of the show, like, you know, the soundboard wasn't even always part of it. And like, I think I'm producing at a better rate. I think how we kind of do the show. We've, you know, it's 75 episodes. I don't think it's fair to say that I haven't grown or that we haven't grown and that like, you know, that there hasn't been some.
It's nice to believe that. And whatever, you know, helps you sleep at night, I guess, let's spin the wheel. And kind of go through the motions of doing one more segment, but my heart's not going to be in it.
Yeah, what's the segment?
Segment is Hoarders Unite by my mom again. Okay. She submitted a lot.
Surprise.
Participants must share the contents of a drawer in your home.
Oh, that's fun. Do you have something nearby? I can like. Do one of us want to go get the
contents of your drawers when you played that sound effect? You showed me your dusty museum dick.
Exposed myself every time you hear that noise.
And unlike Ben Stiller and the rest, it did not come to life at night.
Right.
It sort of stays dead and motionless.
Right. Sort of, yeah. Eternally. Fright at the museum.
Let me look at what drawers I have right behind me in this.
Yeah. You must have a couple little cupboards right in that room, right? We saw what a mess it was in there a few seconds ago. Folks, if you're listening at home, if you ever want to kind of get your friend to open, oh wow, the camera's doing some weird shit right now. Holy. Because like there's a mirror in Thomas's room, so it like the green screen is showing like mirror image Thomas as well as his back. It's really unsettling. And it kind of looks like that was really weird. Yeah. He's got some like white fluffy things now. I was just saying to the listeners at home that like when you turned around, the mirror sort of also cut through your green screen, like your mirror reflection came through. So it's really weird and unsettling.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Shut up.
Don't try to save it. It's too late. So.
Okay. Well,
this appears to be some materials that my girlfriend has collected. We've got.
Oh my god.
Turn off.
Yeah, you're
going to
turn off the green screen,
effect.
Yeah.
There is some corn material because she dressed as corn.
That's right.
For a Halloween costume.
Right. It's also because you tell her that you like husky women, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
And so this is.
Come on.
The. What? This is the soft, kind of cloudy material.
Okay. What was that
for? It seems like all these drawers are.
What was the cloud material for?
I don't know.
Okay. Just like crafting stuff.
I'm not going to find out. Some yarn. Kim sort of knitted for Spider-Ben.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Green screen.
Award-winning show, Spider-Ben.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind
award-winning show.
Got some fishnet thing.
Okay. Yeah. Because you sort of like your women to be fishy as well, you said, right? You like husky, fishy women.
It's misogynist. And finally. Fuzzy textured material.
Okay, what was that used for, do you think?
Doesn't matter,
dude.
So
like,
this has been Oops All Segments.
Are you ending the show already? What do you mean? We've only been recording for like 30 something minutes. Like you had to go get your fucking laundry. That took like 10. You're gonna end the show?
I think we should keep that part in.
You think you want to keep in the fucking 5 minutes? I was just sitting here Googling shit and looking through our old emails. You wanted people to sit here and listen to me fucking breathe? And dude, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I want them to feel that emptiness.
You went to get your laundry. It would have been more interesting if you like took your microphone with you or something. I don't want to. I'm not going to keep that in, right? The show... We can't end it here, right?
Fine.
Do you want me to go like get a drawer myself?
No, that segment sucked shit. My mom did not bring the heat at all. I talked about different fabrics. It was nothing.
I don't. Okay, I won't go
he
find
didn't
a
bring
drawer.
Out any of the strengths that we share.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll get
let's
it. We'll
spin
do it.
The do fucking wheel. Let's do an audience segment. Fine.
Okay.
I don't know. How long?
That was an audience segment.
How long does this have to be?
I think we just need, like, I don't know, one more segment's worth. 10 more minutes, like,
ish. We've got Capital Punishment.
What?
By Chris Turner. This one is not possible to do.
So, what do you mean? What's the segment?
The segment is ask a stranger what the capital of Croatia is.
Okay.
Do this until someone says Zagreb.
How
so
like
we could
how
go
would
on,
we do that?
We could go on that like anonymous video chat where
like Omegle.
Omegle or like see if anyone knows.
I don't know if we have it available. Like I don't think we could both be on Omegle. It would have to be like one of us would have to be on Omegle
let's go ahead and count that as another fail.
This episode. I'm so folks, you know, Thomas is he's a little burnt out. Things are a little like tough on his end. He's sort of coming to the end of a couple of projects, and like I just don't want them to think that this is like standard practice is all. Because it feels like you're sort of pissed at me or something. And
I feel great. Never been this full.
You know what? I've got something to share. We didn't do it before, and I'd like to show you a movie trailer. Okay. There's something that I've wanted to share with people. This is a film I discovered and learned about recently. It's called The Fanatic. Mm-hmm. It came out in 2019. It is a thriller. It stars John Travolta.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's maybe important to note that it's also directed by Limp Bizkit's Fred Durst. Here is the trailer, and I warn you, this movie is probably awful.
I doubt it.
Can you hear that?
I don't think you're sharing sound.
Oh, tits. How do I share
it's
sound?
A little clicky button, dude.
Oh, right. I got to also share
you
audio.
You said you had grown in terms of getting better at producing, but let's watch this. Okay, it's in Hollywood. Taking some pictures.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about the celebrity hunter.
Are you a fan? First, no.
You are
I
a fan.
Misread it.
It says, you are a fan. Without you, I'm nothing. Hunter Dunbar.
Okay.
Hunter Dunbar is a character in the show, in the movie.
Kevin
rather.
Would call him Hunter Rebar because he likes to
because I
want to
eat the construction.
So
yeah,
I'm
right.
Starting to come back.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Dunbar.
But Moose, it says.
Hunter Dunbar here tonight.
Okay, just tell the folks at home what you think John Travolta sort of looks like here.
John Travolta has a tight bowl cut, I would say. Like,
yeah, he's sort of rocking a surprisingly tight bowl
it's
cut.
It's like a Buzz Bowl, Buzz Bowl Berkeley number.
And, yeah.
He's got a shirt that has graphic art of like Dracula on it.
Yeah, it looks like to be some sort of like horror comic book sort of
I think
Fright
they're
Night
trying
movie
to
shirt.
Depict like a scary nerd is what I imagine.
Yeah, well,
the
Wikipedia
is.
Synopsis will have and it's in the script. John Travolta is playing a character that has autism in the movie. So that's great.
And I'm sorry for some of the things I said.
Isn't just a fan.
I need to get an autograph. Don't let him do this to me.
I'm a fan. I'm a number one fan.
Is it difficult to find famous people's houses?
I use my Star Map app. You have to be careful. I don't want you to be accused of stalking.
Firstly, this woman plays his friend.
I use my Star Map app. You have to be careful. I don't want you to be accused.
She is supposed to be just his friend.
Yeah.
His, like, she's a paparazzi photographer
40
in the film.
Years younger than
him. Yeah. Now, I'm not
listen, people have friends, whatever, but it is strange. And she's his only confidant. She also narrates the film, fun fact.
This is a deeply offensive portrayal of autism so far.
Yeah.
The way that he moves and looks is alien.
It's gonna get worse, I'm afraid.
I believe it. We've got a minute
stalking.
More.
Hey, you can't just come to my private residence looking for me. Listen, pal. I don't know how you found me.
Oh, and he's got a mullet in the back. The bowl cut doesn't stop there. In the back, it's mulletine. His backpack also is like unzipped, which wide, every trait open. Feels off. Like there's just it's the details that make film great. You know?
Yeah, it really is.
You're in this neighborhood again.
Not every Hollywood story. Totally different font for these new titles, by the way.
It's got a little more evil, and Hollywood's in blood red.
We're seeing some pictures of a can have a happy ending. Endings in blood red as well. We saw some happy pictures of a family, and it looks as if John Travolta's character Moose has broken into
Moose
Hunter Dunbar's house.
And we all know Moose kill more people per year. than almost any other animal.
Yeah, and Hunter really, you know, Hunter's trying to hunt
Hunter
Moose usually.
Hunter versus Moose. The symbolism. Wow.
He walked by him. Oh, okay, he's so...
this shot. If you watch the video for only 1 second, you're going to want to see...
I'm probably going to put our faces over this as the thumbnail.
That should be the thumbnail for sure.
Do you want to be the sleeping one or do you
Hunter,
want to be Moose?
Just me when I'm all pissed, sort of resting in a lazy boy
and
chair.
And I'll have my laughing sort of post sound cue face. Hunter's sort of sleeping in a
Hunter's
chair with a blanket
in a
on him.
Chair for some reason.
And a recliner.
Just attentively like watching TV near him.
Oh,
and they did an inverted color shot to make it really scary.
So Hunter's now tied up with what looks to be like some random cabling and trucking wire. And he's got cloth in his mouth and he's tied to his bed. Seems to be in restraints.
Help! I just wanted an autograph.
Oh, okay. So he's covering him with gasoline.
Go back a few frames.
Yeah, hold on.
A specific mask I wanted to...
I just wanted an autograph!
Hold on. Oh, fuck. Wow, it really is tough to get to.
It's literally for just a fraction of a second. I'm not convinced it's a shot from the movie. I think they pulled shot from Friday the 13th.
This is just Jason from Friday the 13th. Just a shot of Jason Voorhees for a split second in the film.
To suggest that you should be scared.
So fun... Fun fact, I know where this is actually from in the film. I know quite a bit about this movie at this point. I haven't watched it, but I've watched a lot of synopsis and discussion about the film. Read or not. And at a point in the movie, he breaks into his house. He ties him to a bed. He dresses up like Jason Voorhees, and he goes to stab him. I think they even have a shot of the stabbing here.
Wait!
Yeah, so he stabs him, but the knife ends up being a prop retractable knife.
Mm.
And he like freaks out at first. And then afterwards, Moose's character pulls off his masks and says, "You're no Jamie Lee Curtis."
Mm-hmm.
So Jamie Lee Curtis famously... From the Halloween franchise. Now, this guy's supposed to be like a super fan who has autism and should know a lot about the details of the movies, but that makes no, like, totally wrong film, totally wrong franchise. Yeah. Jamie Lee Curtis having
just
famously
like,
never been in those
movies.
Name a
recognizable actor from those films.
Yeah. Okay, let's wrap this out here.
How do you mind?
John Travolta. And it says the fanatic and fan is in blood red. And
not sure why either.
Yeah.
I guess they're saying like he's not just a fan. He's a fanatic. And that's what it's short for.
Yeah. Is there like a stinger after the credits? No, just a
no.
Just
picture of Batman.
Just a picture of Batman. So, yeah.
Let's reflect on this as we wrap up this episode.
Directed by Fred Durst. Oh, there's one scene. Just reflect on this for a second while I try to look up a specific scene that I really think you should see.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like there's this idea that Fred Durst like had to shake hands with someone after a show once who like creeped him out.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to rail against the neurodivergent community.
Yeah, in a, really
high budget horror film that
it's
depicts
a true
them as deranged psychopaths.
Yeah, it's a truly horrible premise, and this is a scene in the movie. I'll play it in full. It's only 30 seconds long. This happens in the film.
So it's
you okay with some music?
No, who is this? Is that Hunter?
Pardon me.
Is that Hunter Dunbar driving?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
You okay with some music?
You okay with some music?
You like a little Limp Bizkit?
Sure.
You like a little biscuit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some loud? I used to listen to this back in the day. This is hot. Oh my God. That is nice. That is nice. Alright, here we go, baby.
What the fuck? The kid
just
is so young.
Listening and loving it.
It's such a long scene of them just listening to Limp Bizkit.
This made me think for the first time, is Fred Durst related to Robert Durst?
Who's Robert Durst?
The real estate and convicted murderer. He was convicted in the disappearance of his first wife and the murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman, and then the killing of his neighbor. So he's kind of one of those creepy, rich psychopaths.
Okay. Are you looking up if there's
a
connection?
I am looking him up. I don't think they're related, but
they could
suddenly
be.
It occurred to me.
They could be. You know, there's a lot of films out there that people can watch. I heard a review that discussed John Travolta's performance that, though offensive, was impressive, which I thought was... they were like, I was still moved by it, even though I thought it was bad. And I was like, that's a tough position.
That is the goal for our show. Offensive and yet
and moving.
Was vaguely moving. And if you
Bowel
like our show,
if you like your
you
show,
want to support it,
and you want to support it,
find us, tie us up, and murder us. That's the greatest.
Can I
gift
spoil what happens
seen.
in the movie to you?
Yeah,
can I give
you
the arc, the plot line? So yeah, he breaks into his house. Like eventually it's sort of a series of increasingly it's sort of the same event happens more and more, you know. He's neurodivergent and he doesn't understand boundaries as far as the movie's plot's concerned. And so he like breaks into his backyard at one point and his gardener yells at him. Hunter's gardener yells at him at Moose, and then Moose gets into an altercation with the gardener and shoves her, and she falls and she hits her head on the water fountain and she dies. And it's revealed throughout like other subplot stuff that Hunter is having an affair with his gardener. Mm-hmm. Then Moose decides to go up into the he breaks into his house at some point. He does at one point take photos like that scene where he's sleeping and he's broken into his house. He's taken pictures with him and posted them on his social media. Might I add. Then eventually these things, he escalate, he ties him to the bed. At some point, Hunter Dunbar gets free of his chains, reaches up out of frame to grab a shotgun that's above his bed for no reason.
Sure.
Shoots Moose's hand, shoots his fingers off his hand, and Moose screams. And then Hunter pulls out a large Rambo knife from somewhere and stabs him in the eye, not through to the brain, but just takes out his eye. And then he's sort of shocked at the violent act that he, a simple thespian actor, has engaged in, and he's shocked and he's numb to it. And Moose escapes from the scene. Moose leaves, runs away. Moose's job at the beginning of the film, established early on, is that he is one of those Hollywood street performers, sort of who stand on Hollywood Avenue and try to get people to pay money to take pictures with them. He is usually playing an English bobby, and he tries to say, there's a very long scene of going, poppycock, and trying to say poppycock.
Have you seen the whole film?
I've seen a lot of it, and essentially, he's never very successful. That's part of it. He was never a very good. No one wants to take pictures of an English Bobby on Hollywood and Vine. And at the end of the movie, there's sort of these like artistic things that happen throughout because they wanted to make the movie seem like it had more like weight. So they did these weird like illustration animation things between a couple of scenes. And at the end of the movie, it's implied there's sort of a final animation showing his paparazzi girlfriend because she like finds him walking down the street injured, and she gets him to a hospital and whatnot, and there's sort of an implication that he becomes a Hollywood street performer as a pirate who uses a hook hand now because his fingers got shot off and an eye patch, and he's very successful.
Wow. So actually, thank you, Hunter,
for shooting and stabbing that neurodivergent man.
Now I have found my purpose.
Yeah.
And,
so
yes, and that's 5 chocolate starfishes out of 5.
I'll take a side of hot dog flavored water with that, please. Yeah.
That's our show, folks. Thanks for listening. We're not mad at, we could never stay mad at each other.
Never.
You'll have to pry Kevin out of my cold, dead hands.
And
if you
can
like
try
the show, rate it 5 stars. Check out what we do in the basement of D&D podcast and submit your own segments. There's more fun coming.
There's more fun coming. We got new guests on the way. And we got exciting things coming. If you tell somebody about this show and they listen to it, check in with them. Follow up.
Do a wellness check.
Do a wellness
check. You know someone who's listening to the show.
They might need a wellness check.
Call 911. Send them to their house.
Just check in on them.
It might already be too late.
You know, it might be too late. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Have yourselves a good day. This has been Oops All Segments.